We are so glad you're with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell, and our conversation is going to continue with the former head football coach at the University of Minnesota. He was the 2014 Big Ten Coach of the Year, and we are celebrating his new book that's just been released by Triumph Books titled Chasing Dreams, Living My Life One Yard at a Time. The great Jerry Kill is with us. You know, Jerry, it doesn't sound like you've slowed down much. I mean, the intensity of your schedule, I mean, what's that like? And also, give us a hit on the K-State Wildcats. They're currently 2-1, and they face the West Virginia Mountaineers on Saturday with a 2:30 Central Time kickoff.
Well, I think that, you know, this different type of work, you know, it's, I don't have to worry about if the offensive line's playing very good or not. I can just go home. And I still watch film with them and on occasion. And I'm putting in 10, 12-hour days, and, you know.
Wow.
But it's a different, you know. You used to put in 14, 16, and it's different. And I'm able to, you know, for years I slept 2.5-3 hours, and that's probably one of the biggest causes of my seizures. And then, you know, I was going all the time, not eating right, not sleeping. And, your body breaks down some way, shape, or form. And I always took programs that you had to build, and so I didn't have the time to kick back and do, you know, live like a normal human being, which a lot of coaches don't. So but it's a different kind of work, but one that, you know, I still work hard, but it's just different, you know. It's, there's not as much pressure, I guess, and I'm doing better. I mean, I'm doing some things that I've never done in my life, and it's helped me.
Former head football coach at the University of Minnesota, Jerry Kill, is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And Jerry, we want you to definitely clarify for all of our listeners that are tuning in, you will not be the head coach in waiting, you know, when Bill Snyder does retire. So your coaching days, you're telling us, I mean, that they are over. And just kind of walk us through, I mean, what's that process been like? How have you come to terms with that?
Well, I know that it's not in the best interest, you know. I got two girls and one just got married, a wife, and, you know, I don't know if that's the best interest of my family. And, you know, when I made the decision, a lot of people said, you know, I talked to Bobby Ross, and Bobby Ross had been through a health situation, and I reached out to him, and, I knew Coach Ross from my Saginaw Valley State day, so I talked to 2 or 3 people, but I just, you know, right now I just don't think it's in my best interest, and, you know, that's not something that I want to do. Would I ever get back into college football or coaching high school and being an assistant coach? Maybe. You know, I wouldn't rule that out. But as far as being a head coach, no way. And, you know, it's not in my best interest. But, you know, helping out a football program like I'm doing now, off the field, that kind of stuff, you know, I even though it's tough, I mean, I'm gradually – you know, adjusting to it.
Jerry Kill, the title of his new book, Chasing Dreams, Living My Life One Yard at a Time. And one of the things, one of the nuggets I really appreciated in the book is you talk about, you know, Coach, how your father had a tremendous influence in your life. And, you know, you were one of those guys, you perhaps as an athlete weren't the best talent in the world, but you were an intense competitor. You played, as I would say, I'm going to paraphrase it, but your blessed assurance off every single game. But you never wanted to let your dad down. Kind of talk about your relationship with your father.
Well, my dad was, you know, an old school. You can imagine a lot of people my age, his parents, that's how they were. And, you know, my dad was one, if you took a job, whether it's, you know, baling hay or whatever your job or working in a factory or whatever, you gave your best to that employee. You didn't cheat anybody. And, you know, he believed, you know, and his boys were going to outwork people. And he wanted to make sure that, you know, that we did that. So he implied that in us from day one. And he was a very tough, hard-nosed man. He wasn't full of compliments or anything like that. He always figured, hey, it's your job. Mm-hmm. You know, it's your job to do the right things. It's your choice. You know, when you get up in the morning, it's your choice whether you want to have a good day or not. And through that relationship, I respected him so much because as I got older, you always respect your parents more. And to this day, every time I went out on the field, you know, I never wanted to let the man down. And, you know, when I walked away from the game, and I still wonder this day, I hope Dad's okay with it. I don't know. but I hope he is, because I use some of the decision making and things he, brought to me in my life, but at the same time, what he wanted me to do it. And so that's tough, but I figured someday, I got a lot of faith, someday I'll know.
The title of the book is Chasing Dreams, Living My Life One Yard at a Time. What an honor to have with us tonight at SB Nation Radio. Jerry Kill had an incredible collegiate career as a head football coach. And my final question for you is, you talked about just the time that you spent around Dennis Franchione. What's the greatest thing that you learned from him?
I think it's a couple things. Number one is organization. I mean, he is a great organizer. I mean, from very organized and detailed to the very little things that can happen on a football field, we were going to cover. And he ran a great practice. I mean, I really feel like his preparation, he was a great guy in preparing a football team to play. And so I think that's the biggest thing that he brought to me. And I played for him. And that's where I learned, the details and the organization and the preparation of being successful. I learned that from him.
The title of the book, Chasing Dreams, Living My Life One Yard at a Time. It is a compelling read. What an honor to have with us Jerry Kill, and of course, Chapter 14, Principles for Life. It is definitely a must read. Thank you so much. Congratulations and continued success, and enjoy the game on Saturday, okay, Jerry?
Thank you. I appreciate it very much, and it's an honor.
You bet. That, of course, was former head football coach at the University of Minnesota, Jerry Kill, joining us tonight at SB Nation Radio. Time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup, and as a reminder, we'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show at the all-new SB Nation Radio.